You're listening to Radio Esperanza 101.5 KETJ LPFM, San Antonio, La Voz de la Gente. I'm Maricela Barrera here at the Esperanza. We have a special guest today. Belén Escovedo is with Pampilos Huera. I've heard her play with her grupo on stage here at the Esperanza, was blown away. She has a new CD out, Rare and Beautiful Tunes and Songs of the Texas-Mexican Borderlands. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today and her work and her life here in San Antonio. So, Belén, welcome to Radio Esperanza.
Thank you. I'm privileged to be here.
Belén, your music gets people grooving. Why? For me, it was like listening to my abuela's radio.
Exactly.
So, you tell us a little bit about your connection and your commitment to music from the Texas-Mexican borderlands?
Growing up on the South Side and being of Mexican descent, my parents, grandparents, family, the music we heard was just this, the South Texas borderlands music. Alegres de Terán, mariachi, things of this nature, aside from country western, because back in the day when I was a kid, you know, all we had was transistor radios. I grew up with Casio R. That's what I grew up with, listening radio. But then when I started performing, that changed as well. But I had the music of Casio R in my heart and my brain.
And how did you come to music besides the listening to the radio? How did the fiddle enter your hands?
When I was a teeny tiny kid, I didn't understand that going to learn to do anything in the fine arts required money for lessons and things of this nature. Mm-hmm. I grew up with my mother teaching me everything to survive like she did. You know, I'm not kidding. Washing with tallador, molcajetes, haciendo tortillas. You know, she in her heart, she thought she was preparing me for my future, which she did. But she didn't understand that I had to have some kind of formal education as well. And so growing up, watching the little TV that I did, I used to enjoy watching ballerinas dancing. Yeah, and I told her that I would like to go, I would like to learn how to dance. And she pretty much told me that takes money and we don't have money. And so I'm like, geez, that kind of like hurt me. And I was like bummed out because of that. But we also had a piano at home. And as a little kid, I'd go sit at the piano and start playing pieces I heard, nursery rhymes.
Just by ear?
Yes. And that's how I started with the music. And it was easy for me. I didn't have to think about it. It was easy. So then when I started school,
This was all before. Grade.
Oh, yes. This was all before going to school.
Okay.
Yes. And then when I started fourth grade in Columbia Heights Elementary School in the Harlandale School District, they offered a violin pilot program. And I begged my mom, can I take the lessons? Can I go? Because they were going to be free. It was a pilot program, and they were going to provide the instrument, the classes, everything. So
that's what your mom needed to hear. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And so I begged and she signed off to let me start taking violin lessons. And that's where it started in the fourth grade, the formal training. I had to start to make a living. I had to help financing at home. And the God put in my path to start playing with mariachis. And that's how I started playing mariachi violin with mariachis. But at the same time, I was learning classical violin for school, mariachi violin. But at the same time, for fun, just for fun, I would try to fiddle.
And I would play. Is it music for fun? Yeah. It's like for fun and also spirituality.
It's breathing to me. It's easy. It's breathing. It's you share. It reaches. I've noticed that when people play an instrument and you can, with what you're playing, you can bring people to dance. You can bring people to grieve when they need to because they hear those sounds going in their heart. For example, at funerals, I get hired a lot for funerals.
You play funerals?
Yes. And the minute that people hear that violin, They just start crying. Yeah. And that would bother me at first until a priest told me one time, says, you are helping. You're doing something. You're helping them grieve. Mm. You need to help them grieve. And by that's a service. And it's also in not only our culture, mm-hmm. but in many cultures, music at a funeral is a big honor.
Pampilos Huera is the name of your group. That is a trio?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I decided to just name Pampilos Huera an ensemble because I had no intentions of recording ever in my life.
Why?
Because it just never came across. I have been recording, but not as a feature artist. I've been recording with mariachis and other ensembles, but the feature artist was usually the singer. The people, Spring Fed Records, who are the label of this CD, they wanted that Tejano fiddle that I play that is almost dying down.
It is so special.
It's dying down, yes.
It sort of opened up my alma to those memories of my grandmother in Alamo, Texas, playing music like this.
There you go, yes. A lot of people who hear me who don't know what's going on. The minute they at first they're like, what's that up there? Mm-hmm. A girl with a violin? What? You know? And I start playing, and then you see tears, and then you see dancing.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people who come up to me, they say, you took me back to a happy time in my life with my grandparents.
Yes.
Or my parents. And then that's the first reaction everybody has. The folks that were contacting me for this study wanted me to play the music as legitly as possible. So I do have a tololoche and a bajo sexto. Not a quinto, but a bajo sexto. So
the same
the
instrument.
The old stuff.
Like old school conjunto.
Old school conjunto. Before accordion and before anything else. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't know that a lot of the pieces played by conjunto and accordion, they were written for violins. And then it was transposed to the accordions.
I did not know that.
Yes. So a lot of this music, a whole lot of it, a lot of the polkas, the shadishes, shotis, redobas, all violin stuff brought by the Europeans.
Yeah. If you'd like to contact Pampilos Huera, contact Radio Esperanza. Our email is radio@esperanzacenter.org. And now sit back. And let's listen to Belén Escobedo and Pampilos Huera.